I thought the data this morning from MA17 was exciting. And actually, although I'm a collaborator, I hadn't seen all the data before I got here. So Paul Goss presented data looking at the women from the time the trial stopped in October of 2003, so only 2 years ago. The women who were on placebo were all offered the opportunity to take letrozole. I think about 70% of them did. And he showed curves showing that for those women, they've all had better disease-free survival, better distant disease-free survival, lower rates of contralateral breast cancer. And the women, of course, who switched were different than the women who didn't switch. But in fact, if anything, they tended to have a worse prognosis. They tended to have poorer performance status, more likely to be node positive, which is not surprising. And so in spite of that, they've done better than the women who didn't switch and who chose to stay on their placebo or stay untreated. And I think that's pretty interesting because it shows that women out anywhere between 1 and 4 years, I think, after completing tamoxifen, when they started letrozole, still did better than if they hadn't started letrozole, presumably than the women who didn't start letrozole. And so that suggests that adding these drugs in at a later date, even after a gap of not being on endocrine therapy, is still effective. And I think that's very exciting because we haven't really known that before.
When you yourself try to make that decision, do you take into account the original risk? I've heard a lot of controversy about whether the risk of relapse after 5 years is really correlated with, for example, node positivity or node negativity at diagnosis.
I have seen some data from the Oxford Overview about this, and certainly the Safner data shows this, and we have some data now in our own studies. I think that the risk for node positive women is higher than for node negative women. And the best data we can get our hands on suggests that it's 3 or 4% a year for node-positive women between 5 and 12 years after 5 years of tamoxifen, and that it's between 1 and 2% for node-negative women. 2% is not that much, but 5 years at 2% is 10% risk. And if you can cut that risk by 0.42, by 46% or whatever, that's a big difference.
So you see a patient who's 5, 7, 10 years out, are you going to consider letrozole?
Well, we haven't been. We've certainly discussed it with patients. I had some patients, particularly in the beginning of the original MA17 data, that were a year or two out that we did put on letrozole. But we haven't been putting people who were 5 years out or 10 years out. There's a small amount of data as well from Thierry Delozier and at least one other study, I think, about tamoxifen in the same setting, where patients who were 2 to 10 years after their original diagnosis were randomized to get tamoxifen or not. And they also show a benefit, just a disease-free survival benefit. Small study, but it suggests that adding these hormones out late is still a benefit. And I think that's a really important concept. So I think we're all going to have to be thinking about that now.